one thing that I've learned about being a mom or being a parent, period, is it's best to admit a lot of things to yourself ahead of time. Like, prime example, like me, it's like I have to make it because my kids, like, it's like I want them to have a better life than I had. And not meaning a better life like a trip to Disney World or nothing like that. Nothing major, because a lot of us enjoy life without the things. I'm talking about simple things like going out and buying a picture frame and hanging it on the wall, or having a family reunion, or having something that you pass down from generation to generation, or a house to raise your grandkids in. I want things like that. Like, when I watch TV, I watch House Hunters or Animal Planet or Pit Bulls and Parolees, or I watch the Tree Master, where they build tree houses and stuff. And I watch things like that because it's more realistic. It's more easier to grasp than these $50 million watches and cars. And all. And look, I ain't pressed for all that. You hear what I'm saying? I want the memories. And that means more to me than anything. Like, to me, memories is priceless. So to build memories with my kids, like, if I was to die today or tomorrow, like, all they would have left is memories. 9 times out of 10, they done lost something I done bought, or, you know, outgrew it or whatever. But memories is something they could never outgrow. It's going to always be there. So that's what I want to create. That's why I'm so desperately asking for people to share. I don't even want your money. Like, I was struggling, grind to get my own equipment. Like, just share, like my page. I'm on Instagram and everything. Like, just by me getting likes from people I never met, you would think they're celebrities to me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how much my show means to me. Like, I don't know. I just want to save the world, I guess, in my own way. You know, like, I want to get some of these old clubs or old schools, you know, before they tear them down. And I want to remodel them, build them up, turn them into places that actually help the community. You know, a safe place where you can come and express yourself. I don't care if you want to play the violin, you know, or if you want to, if you came up with a new color, if you want to talk about that. I don't care if you want to tell your story, if you just want people to listen to you. I want that place to be a place where you can just be free, you know? I want to provide counseling and everything, like, I have so many dreams and goals, like, it's ridiculous. But people say, just push forward and strive and strive. And if you work hard and you put in the work, yeah, but even when you do that, you can still get denied and turned down. It takes for somebody to believe in you. It takes for somebody to say, hey, I see myself making a lot of money with this girl. I see where she's trying to go. And it's genuine. So I want to genuinely help her. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can you lose by just listening to someone's ideas? You know? That's just my opinion. How I feel. That's what something that was on my mind, y'all. I had to get it out, you know, into the open. Thank y'all for listening.